Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Packers Bears edition number 198 takes place noon at Soldier Field, where the Packers have not lost since 2010. This time, though, a little different. Packers on the downswing, Bears on the upswing, and you've got the Packers with a new head coach as they fired theirs mid-season for the first time ever. Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune, Rich Campbell joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Rich, good morning. Thanks for a couple minutes. How you doing?
Hey, Rich.
I'm doing great, guys. It is sort of an odd feeling as you guys just set that up. You know, the Bears are looking toward the playoffs here, and the Packers are going the other way. I personally have not experienced this in my 6 seasons covering the team, so it's an odd feeling.
I feel like, and I'm going to make you speak on behalf of Bears fans here, I feel like people are getting ahead of themselves a little bit because I'm seeing all these stories and topics and questions about, is this now the new order in the NFC North that the Bears are on top and the Packers are on bottom? Hey, Rich, we got to play Sunday's game yet.
I agree with you there. And even in the bigger picture, I think the way the Vikings have backslid this season is just a reminder that success is fleeting in the NFL. The league is designed to turn over the order constantly. And you could look at a number of different elements of this Bears team as unsustainable or at least have questions about their ability to sustain this. And so I would just say, you know, to recommend to all the people down here who are who can't wait, they're already tailgating for Sunday's game, that they understand that Mitch Trubisky has been erratic this season. They understand that the defense here has suddenly captured this crazy pace of takeaways, which had not been here for 3-4 years, that they're coordinated by Vic Fangio defensively, who could leave for a head coaching job next season. So, yeah, there are a lot of elements. I think that comes with the excitement of the fact that, yeah, they are tasting success and, you know, very, very close to a playoff berth for the first time in 8 years.
If this was last year and McCarthy was available, would he have been one of the top candidates for the Bears job when your team was looking for a coach before hiring Matt Nagy?
That's a good question. Ryan Pace, the general manager, was set on finding an offensive coach, and his model, you know, his paradigm was the Saints and the way they paired Sean Payton with Drew Brees and were able to keep that core, you know, that real engine of that organization together, regardless of whatever else happened at the defensive coordinator spot. And the Packers and McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers were able to do the same type of thing. So in terms of that criteria, McCarthy would have met it. We've gotten an interview. Yeah, he probably would have. I wouldn't have been surprised by that at all. And in Nagy, we could probably debate the similarities in their traits, but you have a 40-year-old coach. He was 39 when he got the job. Creative guy, innovative guy, very energetic. And I'm sure McCarthy's intimate knowledge of the rival to the north would have helped him in his interview process. And I think the Bears are pretty happy with the guy they have right now because Nagy has done a very good job steering this team emotionally. It's a very tight team. The chemistry is very good right now. They've been able to overcome some stumbles, some bad quarterback play, and they feel really good about themselves. I mean, it is a good locker room to be around, and you haven't been able to say that consistently over the last 6 years.
You mentioned Vic Fangio as maybe a head coaching candidate around the league, and, of course, Green Bay looking for one. Been a terrific defensive coordinator, defensive coach wherever he's gone. Would he make a good head coach?
This is a great question. I think Vic is extremely smart. I think he is a great strategist. And he has a way about him that does get players to respond to him. Now, he is not Matt Nagy. He is not the rah-rah guy, the peer type of colleague to these players that you get in a 39- or 40-year-old head coach. Vic is the elder statesman. He is the straight shooter. And it is impressive to see the differences between Nagy on the offensive side, Fangio on the defensive side, and how they are getting players to respond using different methods. I think with Vic, one of the problems he's had as he has interviewed for a couple of head coaching jobs, not many, I think it's three over the course of his career, is that I don't think he'll go into a room and tell an owner what the owner wants to hear, that hey, we can turn this around quickly. Vic is, if nothing else, he is a straight shooter, brutally honest, and he would tell an owner, hey, it's going to take 5 years to turn this around, or whatever that situation was. And so I don't know if Vic is willing to adapt to that. He's not a political guy. He has never been a self-promoter, and that probably has worked against him. But he does have these career aspirations. They're unmistakable. And as he gets to the end of his career here, it will be interesting to see, you know, what arises this offseason and what he is willing to do, you know, how he's willing to mold himself to maybe get that opportunity.
Talking with Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune, Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan. Packers Bears, you all know, at noon on Sunday. We'll have the Green and Gold postgame show right here with Bill and Gary afterwards. With Mitch Trubisky, I feel like when there's criticism on him, he's also carrying the burden of the quarterbacks that have come before him, some of the inconsistent play from them. So just judging him, can he win football games by himself? Is he at that point yet? Or how far away is he from that? Because I don't want to look at Mitch Trubisky have a bad game like I see on Sunday night and say, oh, see, Jay Cutler, it's Jay Cutler 2.0. I don't want to do that. I want to try to judge Mitch for Mitch. Where is he at in his progress?
Yeah, it's inconsistent. I mean, the most accurate way to describe him this season is inconsistent. He had 6 touchdown passes against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Week 4. He was NFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Lions at the beginning of November. So he has had flashes. I mean, truly excellent games, record-setting games for the Bears where he's hitting things downfield, he's seeing the field well, he's accurate all over the place, and he's making plays with his legs. But these have not been sustained, and they're followed up with just an awful performance like his game against the Rams the other night. He's had difficulty against veteran, accomplished defensive coordinators. We think recently about some of his worst games. Wade Phillips against the Rams the other night. He did not play well on November 18th against the Vikings, and Mike Zimmer. Mike Pettine gave him trouble with zone defenses in Week 1 at Lambeau. So Mitch has a long way to go in terms of his decision-making and game management on a play-to-play basis. And Matt Nagy this week started to hint a little bit about the need to mitigate the risk of that inconsistency with the fact that, okay, we've gone from sort of a developmental 2018 to we are now about to win the division and we are going to get into some games where we can really accomplish some things because this defense is so good. And does that make Mitch into more of a game manager? Are they going to stick with the run-pass-option game to really try to take some of the decision-making off of Trubisky's plate? These are the questions we're asking as we enter Sunday's game against the Packers. And I would just say that the fact that we're still talking about this in Week 15 tells you that he hasn't made the progress this season that a lot of people here hoped he would. I personally am fully open to the notion and the suggestion from Nagy and the team side that Trubisky will be much better next year because he'll have a full off season in this offense. It's something you hear at, you know, for the teams that don't have the same quarterback like the Packers do for every year for the last 20 years, the experience in the offense should help them. I'm fully open to that, but right now they've got to make some decisions because these games are important, and there's no guarantee that they'll be back here next year.
Yeah, but I think Trubisky, you see the talent there, and he's on his way to becoming a good quarterback. Like you said, he's just going through the growing pains, I think, of a young guy in the league.
I think that's fair. I think that's absolutely fair. He's relied on his legs a lot when things aren't as clear to him from a visual standpoint. I mean, in the pocket, the Bears want him to be a pocket passer, and Nagy's offense is this quarterback-intensive, option-filled scheme where he's got to make a bunch of checks at the line of scrimmage before the snap. He's got this long checklist of keys to identify, and he's got to read certain keys as he is dropping back in this West Coast scheme. A lot of it is synced up with his footwork, which has been inconsistent. He's got a lot to sort through. I think the Bears in the offseason are going to continue to add players around him, knowing that their defense is in really good shape from a personnel standpoint. They can devote their resources to offense. try to get their running game going a little bit to take some pressure off him and just get him more comfortable going through his progressions. I think that's been a difficulty for him all year. It doesn't bode well, but if they think he can get better at it, then he will play better next season.
All right, how do you see this matchup? What's your prediction on the game?
I think it's close because the Bears have been able to get by because they take the ball away. Well, Green Bay doesn't turn it over. So the question is, can the Bears turn over Aaron Rodgers or anybody else on that offense? So I'll hedge it, right? I think it'll be a close game, and maybe they do pick off Rodgers and get him to throw his second interception of the year. But I've picked a one-possession game. I picked Bears 26, Packers 18 with some, you know, wacky two-point conversion stuff that the Bears will do. That was me getting ahead of myself. But I think it's a one-possession game, and I certainly think the Packers could win.
Yeah, never pick games like 24-17 or 20-10. The games don't end in those scores anymore. So
not anymore. No, 15-6 was here last week.
Nobody missed extra points, and yeah,
I like that.
Rich, appreciate it. Rich_Campbell on Twitter, Chicago Tribune. Have fun this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Enjoy the game, guys. Thanks.
Rich Campbell joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank starts your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.
You know, the worst thing that we've talked about this before, when you're broadcasting a game or you're on the air and someone's trying to talk to you off the air, they come up to you and they start talking to you when you're broadcasting a game.
Yeah.
What I'll do is, like, if I'm at a broadcasting a game and somebody will turn around and say, do you know the score of the Menominee Falls football game? And I'll say, yeah, it's 4-0. And they'll be looking at each other like 4-0. Wow, what's going? You know, 4-0. What's the odds of being 4-0? But you throw out a weird score like that, so you throw it right back at them. It's like, come on.
I've actually got canceled. They're playing it next week, and they're going to play it at Miller Park.
Yes. Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
But you know, in the meantime, two plays have gone by.
Yeah. Hey, what's the score at Menominee Falls game that you're not calling and would have no way to know, but you have a headset on, so I think you're all knowing.
It's 6-3, 6-4.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll come back. We'll have our NFL picks. If you're just joining us, I took the Bears in this one, 27-19. You had the Packers.
Mm-hmm. 24-17.
So pretty standard.
The conventional score.
Pretty standard. Michael Cohen earlier took the Packers, 23-20, and then Rich going with his hometown Bears. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Well, Christmas just over a week away, and if you're really looking for that perfect item to get the relatives, the family, you know, maybe the next-door neighbor, somebody at work, a special coworker at the office, well, how about that important business client? That's good, too, as well. Maybe the friendly neighbor who watched your yard while you're away, or that neighbor you just can't stand. Well, anyway, the best place to do all this stuff is at Robert's Specialty Meats. A gift of delicious meat products from Robert's Specialty Meats is the perfect gift. You don't know what to give to anybody? Hey, go to Paul Roberts, get a box of meats. I've done this before. They'll vacuum seal it, and they will love it, man. And they'll put it in a nice box, you wrap it up, and they will love it. Trust me. Trust me on this one. A gift box from Robert's Specialty Meats. You choose what kind of meat you put in there, whether it's the USDA prime beef tenderloins, the porterhouses, T-bone steaks, the bacon-wrapped fillets, their legendary Al Capone Italian pork roast. Well, you probably can't put that in the box, but you probably can put some of their original sausages and brats. They have over 30 varieties of them to choose from. And, of course, if you're going to make one of those gift boxes, by all means, man, ribs on a stick, like a couple of pounds of that, man. Ribs on a stick, 3 or 4 pounds of the ribs of the stick. That alone is a terrific gift for somebody. And, of course, when you go there, not only get your if you're going to get a gift box for somebody, but you get some meats for yourself. You're going to grill out this weekend. Weather's going to be nice for grilling out if you don't like going out in the cold. I mean, the weather's not going to be all that bad this weekend. Stop at a Paul on the way home at Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, and get some meats, man. Get some of their tenderloins. Throw some T-bones on the grill. Some ribs on a stick. Maybe some half-pound beef brisket burgers. I'm going to be out there later on this afternoon cleaning up and getting home and grilling out this weekend. No doubt about it. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT. Be sure to sample some of their original Cherrywood smoked beef sticks as well. Go on their website, robertspeciallymeatswaukesha.com. robertspeciallymeatswaukesha.com. They got more information on all their meats and the money-saving coupon. The meat is fresh. It's good. They got great quality service there, and you're going to love Paul. Robert's Specialty Meats, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Get on out there this weekend and try the Al Capone roast as well. And without a doubt, the ribs on a stick. Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive. Robert's your hometown butcher.
Cody off today, our producer, Anthony Mandela. You've heard him on the big show, the Bucks Post. He's here. We do our pick 'em segment next. We had to teach him how spreads work.
So, have we?
I don't know. He's had 3 hours to do homework on it. He'll help us do our picks, NFL picks, week 15 next. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins from the Bryant-Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We had to comply by labor laws, so we gave Cody Grant the day off today. Anthony Mandela.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Good. What's up?
AM, how are you?
It's all right.
AM.
You know what? I've gotten so many stupid nicknames from so many people here. Nobody's ever called me that in my life.
AM?
Points for creativity.
Hey, you know what? I'm the inventor of nicknames around here.
I know that.
I called him the Mandy Man.
I like that.
White Thunder.
White Thunder.
White Thunder.
That's you, Chuck.
Oh, me?
Yeah, that's you.
who invented that one?
You did about 3 weeks ago when I was in here for
did
Cody.
I?
Yeah.
You said you were White Thunder?
I never did. Did I? Did
yeah,
I really?
Yeah, we were talking about a whole thing in Escanaba, Michigan. They have dirt floors. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I've always kind of looked at, people always kind of looked at me as like the Clint Eastwood of sports radio.
Yeah, because you just won't go away.
You notice Clint Eastwood has an affinity for getting into trouble with cars now? It's like the third movie in a row he's gotten in trouble with some sort of car.
Yeah, isn't
first
he like
first it was
95?
His Gran Torino, now he's a drug mule. It's crazy.
Yeah, I want to see this movie, though. I'm not a big movie guy, but I want to
like
see
it. He's like a bounty hunter guy, isn't he?
No. He's what
the drug
Mandela
smuggler.
Just said. Yeah. He's running drugs from like the... It's after a true story about a 90-year-old drug dealer. About a guy who's running drugs for a drug cartel in Mexico. So I have to see it. It's coming out this... It still looks like a real good movie. It's coming out tonight.
Sounds fun.
It is a good movie.
All right. Anthony, before, did not understand how spreads work. Are
I figured it out
in tune?
Now. I figured it out.
Minus means favorite.
Yep. I've been studying all morning.
Plus means underdog.
It took me a while to figure out the difference between the symbols, but now I'm there.
Hey, when I first was learning spreads, too, I thought if you're plus five, that means you're favored by five. Well, it does seem a little backwards.
I mean, it's pretty easy to pick up. It's just I never got into gambling because as Leroy Butler says to me almost every single day that I see him on the big show, I work in radio. I don't have money to be gambling away.
Well, we just gamble each other's money and we're even over like 3 years.
So like the net income of the Chuck and Winkler show stays the same?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine,
we just have taken out of our checks at the end of the day if we don't pay
Well, if we could, I think we can be honest since Cody's not here. We actually take it out of Cody's check.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Anything that
just
Chuck
tell
and
him
I
it's
bet.
FICA, it's
why
fine.
Is the poorest man at radio?
When Chuck and I bet, people are like, wow, they must have a lot of money. No, we're on radio salaries. No. We just bet with Cody's money.
Well, here's the deal.
Pre-tax, too.
Didn't everybody start when you first gambled? Isn't it like a college thing? Everybody started to gamble.
I've never
in
placed
college.
A bet in my life.
Not in college?
I bet my buddy on that second Giants Pat Super Bowl. He bet me $50 the Patriots would win. I said, no way. So that was the only time I ever bet in my life.
Wow, okay.
I don't know how, Anthony, but I bet you I'll get you to start gambling by the end of the show.
I bet not. It didn't work with our WWE thing that we did.
How old was it when you first started? What was the first time you ever placed a bet?
I mean, I did a fantasy league when I was 12. Does that count?
No. I mean, an actual bet on a game, not this fantasy stuff.
Probably college.
Okay.
Get into betting?
Yeah,
in college.
Same with me, yeah. Eau Claire.
Yeah, all the dark paths that college can take you. You're supposed to go there to learn and be a better person.
And drink and
that's
gamble.
That's where I learned to drink every night and gamble every day.
And eat wings in the bathroom.
And eat wings in the
that's
bathroom.
That's disgusting.
Which I've done. All right, let's go through some games here. Week 15. Anthony, we just need you for the spread. If you got the itch to gamble, you may certainly join in on the fun.
Oh, don't worry. I do not.
Chuck and I, it's $75 between us. He currently owes me. We do have $25. I take Arizona State over Fresno State, plus five tomorrow. Game number one on Sunday. No.
Saturday,
slow
my friend.
Saturday. The Jets host the Texans. Jets are 4-9. Texans 9-4. Texans' winning streak came to an end last week when they lost to the Colts, 24-21 in kind of a surprise. Anthony, the spread on this one, sir.
Texans, 7-point favorites on the road.
Okay, where are the games broadcast tomorrow?
They're both on NFL Network.
Okay, so not Network, just NFL Network?
Yeah.
Okay. Texans are -4. Where's the game at?
No, 7. Texans are 7-point favorites.
At home?
On the road.
Really? At the Jets?
Yep.
Okay.
You'll get one right soon.
Well, I don't know. I'm having a conversation with you. I'm talking to AM over here.
The Mandy Man.
The Mandy Man. I will say I like the underdog here, the Jets.
The Jets?
Yes.
I will take the Texans to win.
Of course you will.
And I'll bet you on that one.
I feel like you'll take the Texans every day. I feel like I bet with you more times than not, and you've taken the Texans.
Do you want to bet every game?
Well, I mean, if we like it.
Yeah, but sometimes we say, I'll take this pick, and then we don't bet.
Okay.
So should we just bet every game?
I mean, every game on the schedule?
Let's strip away the Denver double downs and the Tampa triplers.
No, let's do that, too. Let's throw it all in.
Oh, God. We'll see if we like them.
So you want to go on every game?
Maybe I don't.
Okay.
See, this is the path that gambling takes you down, Anthony.
But I'm all right. Like, I'm not married right now, so I don't have half of anything to lose.
Oh, you don't have a girlfriend? Sure. Just say, oh, you should be doing that.
Well, like last night, Jeff Orlowski came in, and he's like, hey, what should I put down on this Chargers-Chiefs game? And I was like, I wouldn't bet anything on anybody. This thing's going to be close. You're going to lose one way or the other. And then we just paused, and I said, well, it's your wife's money, isn't it? He goes, yeah. And I go, 50 on the Chiefs.
Oh, see,
he's probably mad at me right now.
Yeah, well, the Chiefs were covering the entire game, and the Chargers are, you know, they kind of snuck in there at the end.
Yeah.
So I'll do 25 on Houston. If you want the Jets,
I like the Jets plus +7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kurt Menefee, Nate Burleson, Steve Mariucci on the call, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So a little different. Mike Tirico, Kurt Warner, and Peter Schrager doing the night game on NFL Network as the Browns go to Denver. Spread on this one, Anthony.
Broncos, 2.5.
Wow. Mm. That's a tough one.
I'll take the road dog there.
The Browns?
Yeah. Browns are playing well. They won last week against Carolina.
2 years ago, though. You think that would have been that close of a spread, Browns, Broncos?
Oh, God, it'd be like 17.
I know. That's what I'm saying. The way this season has gone, even if these two teams met week one.
Geez, yeah, even last year.
Broncos probably would have been one.
Picking up the spreads up a little bit here. I think you're playing coy with us, Manuel. I think you know a little bit more about this than you.
Yeah,
well,
I do work with
Tim Allen a lot during Brewer season, but outside of that, I've never invested the energy myself.
I'll take the Browns.
You know what? I like the Browns, too.
Okay.
So, no Denver double down this week. We'll move to Sunday's games. The Falcons, 4-9, loss to the Pack last week. They host the Cardinals at 3-10.
Oh.
I'd got to guess the spread is like 11.
Who broke?
Very close.
Do you have the broadcasters 10. For this one?
I'm good at guessing spreads.
Yeah, who's the broadcasters, Bart?
Who got the short end of the stick there?
Kenny Albert.
Oh, Kenny.
And Rondé Barber.
Oh.
So, Marv Albert Jr. is doing the game, huh?
Yeah.
Atlanta by 10. That was the
Atlanta's by 10?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I'll take Atlanta.
I'll take Arizona. But you know what they say, the rule, never bet on a bad team.
I'll bet it if you want.
Yeah,
if you want to break your own rule.
Absolutely.
So I've got a 7-point favorite in Houston and a 10-point favorite in the Falcons.
Who's writing these down? Because Rhodes usually writes this stuff
down.
You got it down? Okay.
I'm mature enough of a man to write down on paper. The Ravens are 7-6. And, Anthony, if you want to bet on any of these, if you like any of them, please.
Nope, that's all right.
Feel free. We'll take it out of your check. Ravens 7-6 host the Buccaneers 5-8. All right, let me guess the spread on this one. Ooh, I'm going to say Ravens 6.5.
7.5.
Oh!
Ravens are 7.5.
Yep, Ravens 7.5 at home.
I like Tampa again. I took Tampa last week against New Orleans and it was looking good until the second half started.
I am going to take Tampa to cover as well.
Okay.
I don't trust the Ravens with that many points. Lamar Jackson to get the start over a healthy Joe Flacco. Bills 4-9, another noon game. They host the Lions at 5-8.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, spread, I'll guess Bills by 4?
No, Bills by 2.
Mm.
Man, if you are going on this game, man, you really got to know something about it.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a tough. I mean, come on, does it get tougher than that?
I'll take the Bills. I needed Matt Stafford in a fantasy league so much.
Yeah.
And at 2 o'clock last week, I thought, you know what? I'm going to start Jeff Driscoll over Matt Stafford. And then I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever thought. And then I would have won the league.
Okay. And he didn't do it.
Matt Stafford had 100 yards against the worst pass defense in the league.
I'll take Detroit.
God, right? Detroit, right when I'm all against them, they're going to bone me, aren't they?
I'll take Detroit. I'll take the Lions. Won last week against at Arizona. Now they go to the East Coast.
All right, I'll take Buffalo as a 2-point favorite.
Okay.
We'll bet on that one.
Yep.
Okay, we've got more to come coming up. More of the other games, including the Packers and some of the more interesting ones, especially that Steelers-Patriots one. That's straight ahead. Do want to remind you guys that winter is here. Actually, I don't need to remind you that. And this is a nice little weekend. You got temperatures up in the 40s. So this would be a nice weekend to get it done, what you need to get done, before the bad weather comes back, the colder weather. And I'm talking about going to Sound Decisions and getting that remote car starter for your vehicle. Otherwise, this is one of those things like you don't think about it until it is cold. You don't think about it until you need it. So that's why we want to tell you now to get a remote car starter at Sound Decisions, where they've been doing audio systems since 1972. And they've done it for a long time. They've done it for a lot of athletes that have come through here. So they've got some good stories about that. But now, in that time, they also began to sell more remote car starters than anybody, with the leading prices, competitive brands, and it really doesn't take that long. It took me, I was in their waiting room maybe 90 minutes. They got a waiting room. There's a coffee shop nearby. If you go with someone, you can just get some errands done, get some shopping done, and then that'll be in your vehicle. They'll make sure you know how to use it. If you can press a button on a keychain, you know how to use it. It's pretty easy. And you can also give the gift of a remote car starter as well. If you can't, like, sneak your wife's car down there to do it for her, or your husband's, whatever, you can get a gift card. And they'll package it up real nice, little stuffed animal. They take good care of you. You can check that out if you're still, oh, what do I do? Christmas is a week and a half away. What do I do? Sound Decisions, a good place for that. Check them out. They are on Facebook. You can also check out the website, brightpinkmailbox.com. There's a story behind that, which Chris will tell you about, the owner, brightpinkmailbox.com. Sound Decisions, 262-633-8300, 262-633-8300. We bet more of Anthony Mandela's money next. Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, bscbobcats.com. Check out their new esports program. You can go to college and play esports. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Anthony Mandela in for Cody Rhodes today as we're going through our Week 15 picks. So we made a few bets so far. Tomorrow I've got Arizona State, the underdog, against Fresno State, plus 5. Then I took a bunch of favorites against Freems. Houston minus 7 over the Jets, the Falcons minus 10 over the Cardinals, and then the Buffalo Bills minus 2 over the Lions. After Chuck had just said, anyone who bets on this game is an idiot.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We bet on the game.
Yeah. Well, I like to take advantage of people's shortcomings.
Well, that's why I got hired, I guess.
I like the underdogs. Everybody loves to grab the whole favorites.
Chicago 9-4, Packers 5-7-1. We went through our predictions earlier. I took the Bears to win. 27-19 was my score. Chuck, your Packers 24-17.
24-17. What's the line here?
6 points. Ooh. Chicago.
Well, I'm not going to bet on this one. We don't bet on Packer games, or we try not to.
No.
Sometimes I get coaxed into it.
No, we haven't done it yet this year.
No, I bet on the Niners and the Cardinals. I bet the Packers to cover the two big spreads.
Oh, with me, that's right.
Yeah, I lost them both.
That's right, okay.
Yeah. What's your prediction, by the way, Anthony? You're a smart guy.
What's the glasses? It's the glasses.
Oh, he's got glasses.
He's got glasses.
That's
to make
all
it, so
it is.
It used to be like if you wore glasses, people thought you were smart.
Yeah, you think the Packers are going to win?
No, they don't have a chance in hell.
Well, why don't you bet someone who thinks they do, like Chuck?
Because.
Why don't you just throw 25 on it?
Because that is a beta move, Bart.
What do you mean?
I like it.
Go 25.
Are you an alpha male or a beta male?
I don't bet Chuck. I'm going to go bet. If I'm going to bet, I'm going to bet a big fish.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Like, who would that be?
I don't know. Nobody that works here.
Jeez, Mandela. Do you want this? You want these final 20 minutes to be your last 20 minutes here?
Hey, as someone who's worked with Chuck for a few years, if you even remotely slight him on his show, he will talk about it for months.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked here for 4 years.
Says the guy who slights me. Oh, you've been here all along?
I think this is my fourth. No, I'm going into my fourth year.
Yeah.
You've been here four years?
3 years, I think. Something like that.
It seems like you've been here like 3 or 4 months. 4 years?
Yeah.
No way. You've been a different person?
It was, what is this year right now? 2018?
Are you really Matt Barlow?
Wait, no, what time is it? What is going on? I don't even know how long I've been here.
You have not been here
every
for 4 years.
Every time someone asks, I tell them a different story.
That's what I think. Okay, yes.
Anthony's Mario.
I don't even know how long I've been here.
You're Mario come back to life.
Yeah, our very first producer.
All right.
When we redid the show. Yeah.
The Bengals are 5-8. They host the Raiders 3-10. Spread on this one?
Bengals by 3.
Oh, man. God, there's some bad matchups.
A lot of the Sharks have the Raiders in this one.
I'll take the Bengals here.
I don't even want to give a prediction. I don't even want to think about this game.
It's bad.
And I actually am going to take the Bengals, too, okay. Now that I decided against it. Moving on, the Indianapolis Colts at 7-6. This is an intriguing one. I wish I could watch more of this. They host Dallas 8-5. I believe I saw the Colts were favored by a couple. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Two?
Three.
Three. Colts are favored by 3 at home against Dallas.
Hey, Bart, can I tell you something?
Sure.
You've been so close on all these lines. If you can hit one on the nose before we wrap up here, I'll get you something out of the vending machine.
Wow. Okay. That's really digging down deep.
What a guy.
That's all he earned.
So he comes after the small fishes, I guess.
So you won't bet, but you'll give away things? There's a flaw in that logic.
Yeah.
Well, the vending machine's like 90 cents. If I'm going to bet, I want to actually win something big.
Why don't you... You don't want to bet $25? This is not big enough?
No, that's not big enough.
We were going to bet it like 10 games. We had $250 on... Chuck had $400 on the line last week.
I split it all.
I'll tell you what.
What?
We'll wrap this up. We're going to break. We'll discuss before we get the things we missed, and maybe I'll change my mind.
Oh, he's telling us what to do on our show.
Now he's doing teases on our own show.
I don't know if I like
Cody
this
hasn't
anymore.
Written a tease for the show in 2 years. All right.
Hey, Mandela's been through this show for 20 minutes, and he hasn't mispronounced one word yet.
Oh, okay.
You don't fit in.
Let's pull back. I will take the Colts at home.
What is going on here?
Great question, always.
I like the Colts, too.
Oh, okay. No bet.
No bet.
Fair enough.
Colts are coming on, man.
Jacksonville at 4-9. They host the Redskins at 6-7. I will absolutely bet against the Redskins all the time. I will take the spread at 5.5.
7.5.
Ah!
That's low. What a 7.5?
This is also the this is the week's lowest over-under.
What
at
is
36.
It?
Wow.
No. I don't like this one either way. I don't. Jacksonville, I'd take. I just don't like the game.
Okay,
I'll take Jacksonville. I would never go on Washington. I'm not going on Washington ever again.
Yeah, they suck. They've burned you too many times. Yeah. Vikings 6-6-1 host the Dolphins at 7-6. This is a game we're very interested. We need the Dolphins to win.
Yeah.
However, the Dolphins are 1-5 on the road. They're not good on the road. And Minnesota, despite them being a terrible football team, that is a tough place to play. I will guess the spread is 3 in favor of the Vikings.
I'll say 6.
Vikings are 7.5-point favorites.
Wow, I like the Dolphins to cover that.
You know what? I kind of like the Vikings to have one of those games where just when you think Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback ever, he goes for 303 touchdowns.
I can see that happening, yeah. I could see also 35-3.
I could see that, too. I mean, the Bills came into Minnesota and won.
Miami, after they got their win last week against New England.
I'm too focused on Packers playoffs. I don't want to force myself to root for the Vikings in any way. So I will predict the Vikings, but I will not bet you on this one.
I'll take Miami getting a 7.5 there. Go ahead.
Giants at 5-8 host the Titans at 7-6. Titans by 3?
Giants by 2.5.
I love the Giants.
I actually might take the Giants there, too.
Yeah, they're coming on.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants there. Couple of afternoon games. The Niners.
Late afternoon, right?
Yeah, late afternoon. Niners at 3-10 host the Seahawks at 8-5. Seahawks by 7?
Seahawks by 3.5.
Whoa!
I rose the stakes here. I offered you, you know, like some cookies or something out of the vending machine, and now you're getting worse. It's like you're nervous or something.
Well, what kind of pressure is this?
Okay.
I don't make the rules.
Okay,
I just learned what these are like an hour ago. You're asking me how they figured it out?
This is what's true. Called Mandela a sucker bet, because they're begging you to take Seattle here. And they're saying, oh, Seattle's on a roll. 3.5, surely against crappy San Francisco, they're going to get the job done. Not so fast, as Lee Corso would say. I'm taking the Niners. Give me the 3.5.
You talked me into the Niners, so I'm going to take the Niners. Talked me into it.
What?
You should have let me take Seattle first.
I wish you were that easy when I tried talking the other stuff around here, but okay.
Whoa. Don't misconstrue. Nobody misconstrue what Chuck just said.
I'm going to cut that.
Is it a nipple thing?
No.
No. You don't like Seattle?
I would have bet
the farm you would have loved Seattle there.
No.
Okay.
No.
Pittsburgh 7-5-1 hosting the Patriots at 9-4. Patriots by 6?
Patriots by 2.5.
Is this the Sunday night game?
No, this is the, Sunday night game de facto because it is a nationally televised game. There's just the two of them.
Yeah. Is that the game of the week?
Yeah. Nance and Romo.
And where's it played? At Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, of course. It's on TV.
Yeah. I will say, geez. I think New England bounces back.
I do too.
That's disappointing.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Are you trying to guess what I'm going to like and then you take that one?
No.
It's a chess match.
No.
Rams host the Eagles Sunday night football. Rams 11-2, Eagles 6-7. Looks like Nick Foles will be starting. I'm going to put the spread at 10.
11.5, Rams.
You go first.
I'm going to take the Eagles with a slight cover.
So you're saying by 10, the Rams.
Yeah.
I like the Rams to destroy the Eagles here.
11.5?
Remember what happened to the Eagles a couple weeks ago when they went to New Orleans? I think the Rams are the play.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the Eagles 11.5.
Yeah, I think the Rams, you know, they had lost in Chicago this past weekend. I think they're going to lay it. This was in Los Angeles. I think they're going to win handily.
And then Monday night Panthers Saints will wait till Monday to do that one. So I've got Houston -7, Atlanta -10, Buffalo -2, and then Philadelphia 11.5. So we've got four games.
That's it. That's it.
And a college game at 25.
Oh, wait. All right. Now with Rhodes here, not here. I kind of miss that because he's been on a roll, and he's usually very passionate about a play.
Okay. How about we do this? I've got five games here. Arizona State, Fresno.
Okay.
Houston plays the Jets. Atlanta, Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo versus Detroit. Philadelphia versus the Rams.
Okay.
I'm going to randomly number these 1 through 5. Okay.
Okay.
Kevin Holden's here. He's going to fill in for Bill next.
Okay.
You pick a number 1 through 5, and whatever number you pick, the corresponding game will go $75 on.
Oh, okay. I'll say 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are going $75 on the college game.
Oh, yeah!
Right out of the chute.
Woo!
So right out of the chute Saturday, one of us...
ASU +5.
One of us is going to be on $75 going into Sunday's action.
You good for that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll wrap things up.
Unless you want to do another one for just Sunday, too.
I'll take it if you want.
You want to do it Sunday?
I'm going to put...
1 through 4.
You pick one. Go ahead.
No.
What you like the best? I'm in a given mood.
We'll do an NFL one for $50.
Okay.
And I have labeled them A through D.
A through D.
C. What is C, Kevin Holden?
And you'll be going with Philly.
Oh. $50 on Philly and the Rams.
Okay.
All right, see?
Okay.
More with Kevin Holden. Final segment of the show before Kevin Holden in for Bill Michaels. 10-2 statewide on the Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Anthony Mandela producing today. Kevin Holden is in studio. Our final segment, what we missed. Anthony, there was a game last night we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, the Badgers at the Kohl Center just absolutely clobbered Savannah State. And if you've never heard of Savannah State and you don't know which Savannah it is, that's me also.
Georgia?
Yeah. But it could be South Carolina. There's Savannah, South Carolina, too. There's lots of Savannahs all over the place. I didn't know.
I grew up not far from there, so it was not a thing.
I was in Savannah in October.
I knew a girl named Savannah. Yeah.
Well,
you did?
Point being.
Yeah. She worked the stripper pole over at the.
What a classy broad. Point being, I didn't care enough about
Arts?
The Savannah State Tigers to actually care whatsoever about their school or team.
Oh.
The Badgers took them down 101-60.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not often the Badgers crack 100, right? You don't see that. It's just rare in college
sports.
Usually
takes 6 games to score 100.
Yeah, it's rare in college sports altogether. So just going back through, I thought I'd do some research. I thought maybe, you know, a couple of seasons ago, maybe they would have hit triple digits and just at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
No. 2015 in an exhibition game, they did it.
Okay.
2013 in an exhibition tournament in Canada. They did it twice, once in an overtime game.
Okay.
That hasn't been done in a regular season basketball game since 1995.
Wow, Chuck was only 45 years old then.
Yeah, I was.
1995, they were.
I was two.
That was.
I was 2 years old the last time this happened, Bart.
I think that was Dick Bennett's first year.
Yeah, Dick Bennett was at the helm. They beat Eastern Illinois 105-70. Some other things, 1995, OJ was innocent.
OJ was
riding in a Bronco.
Was he innocent or was he not convicted yet?
He was
not
found innocent yet. On October 4th.
Yep.
In court, and then he had his other trials and tribulations after that. Bill Clinton confirmed the existence of Area 51.
That's right, he did do that.
Okay. And Windows 95 came out. It was the biggest launch for Microsoft. So that was really when the digital age started.
What a coincidence. Our radio station still runs on Windows 95.
You know, 1995, we got a disc at our radio station for Prodigy and America Online. And they were offering people at the radio station, the one I was working at, free Prodigy and America Online. And I put it on my computer, and it was kind of cool. You'd go online, and you'd be able to get a box score from a Bucks game online. And it was just...
It only took 2 hours to download.
It did. You're right. It took it because if you wanted to print it out, it would be like take forever.
Yeah. You couldn't get anything done. My news writing skills, in air quotes, skills,
yeah,
are owed to O.J. Simpson because I was finishing up school at that time, finishing up J school. And my professor every single day was walking around going, it's O-J because you spell things differently for teleprompter.
Yeah.
And I can hear him yelling now, all those years later. It's O hyphen
J. You write O-H hyphen J-A-Y?
Well, you could do a phonetic, yeah.
But see, I think that confuses. That would confuse me.
Because then you'd say, O-J!
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
I'd look at it and I'd say, what? Oh.
O hyphen J.
Murder trial for O-J! Yeah. Simpson. O.J.
So that's all you got, Mandela? What happened in 1995?
Yeah, that's what
I was 28 years old and loving life.
I was two, so I had to just go off of what I could Google in 5 minutes.
Gangster's Paradise.
Major events.
I was playing softball every night.
I think the Cowboys won the Super Bowl that year.
Well,
the Bulls won the finals, probably. I'm just taking a stab in the dark because it was the middle of the 90s.
You got the Bulls part right.
What year was the Chargers? No. Niners Super Bowl.
That was the next year. I think 95. That was one of the Jordan off years.
Yeah.
94 was the year he took off. 94. Calendar year 94.
I was two.
95, 96, 97. I thought that was 95.
Where were you guys in 95? I was in fifth grade.
28 years old, living in Waukesha.
I was probably in like a pack and play or something.
Okay. You're a pack and play. I'm in Rosenau Elementary.
I'm playing softball going on every night.
And you, Kevin?
J school at UGA in
Georgia. How about that? And now
working at 1510 doing sports talk.
Now the cosmos have taken us to this place where we are all here in a room together some 23 years later to bring you this adequate entertainment.
I'm making the same salary that in 1995.
And on that note, we will have a nice weekend. We're back on Monday at 6. Kevin holding in for Bill next on The Fan.